Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
This is Bob Enyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to another episode of Real Science Friday. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, software engineer and creation speaker.
Today, Fred and I are going to preview what we're going to begin next week, our annual list of not-so-old things. We'll take some time. We'll enjoy the topic. We'll talk about all the soft tissue dinosaur finds and a few other items that we include every year, and the list keeps growing. In this program, we go through scientific discoveries, findings that are typically agreed by both creation and atheistic scientists. These are the discoveries. These are the observations. But what we point out is that these things are sweeping away one after another arguments for an old Earth, things that we were told take millions of years to occur or hundreds of thousands of years. That turns out they take months or weeks or even hours.
That's right.
And other things that you might think could never be alive on planet Earth today or just couldn't be here, and lo and behold, there they are.
Yeah, so things that are supposed to be millions or billions of years, we're finding out aren't so old. So that's list. Now, Bob, I've got a new item I'd like to have considered for this list of not-so-old things.
All right, because I was going to start with dinosaurs, but
go ahead.
Well, this is
a little unorthodox. So,
all right, let's do it.
Well, anyways, a couple nights ago, Monday of this week, matter of fact, I was at the Nuggets game with my daughter, and we were near the floor.
The NBA. Basketball.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets, and we had some pretty good seats.
Ooh.
And Rocky, that mascot, you ever seen Rocky at the Nuggets game?
Yeah, we've been there. Not near the floor, though. You did have good seats.
Yeah, they're pretty, So he spots my daughter. She's a cute little girl. It wasn't me. It was her, you know. Mm-hmm. He comes over and grabs her, takes her out to the floor, which was really neat. So I got her little pink camera, the Kodak pink camera, and I'm taking pictures of her. And she's posing with an NBA ref, has his arm around her.
Oh, that's
great,
really
pictures
cool,
with Rocky.
Fred. That's great.
Well, anyways, how does this apply to list not so old things? Well, she comes back and sits down with me, and the guy sitting behind me said, "Boy, you really made your grandpa proud."
Oh!
I'm like, "Grandpa?" So I thought, I need to be put on the list of not so
list
old
of
things.
Not so
so
old
I volunteer
things.
Myself okay. as the next item on this list.
All right. and speaking of dinosaurs, that's what we thought we would begin with, like we've done each year, is with something that should go down as the discovery of the century so far, but what many science teachers, many people who are well informed about science news, are unaware of, although it's been in all the refereed journals, and that is the soft tissue dinosaurs.
Yeah, huge finding, right? Finding protein, soft tissue, and dinosaur bones that are supposed to be 65 million plus years old.
Yeah, and we have photographs now. You could go online to realsciencefriday.com and just click right there on the homepage. Click on the 2012 list of not so old things. And we have photos from the Smithsonian, National Geographic, Science, American, from everybody, of soft tissue from dinosaurs like a T-Rex and a Hadrosaur and a Mosasaur and Archaeopteryx and so on. And Fred, these look like they come out of a butcher shop.
Yeah, flexible tissue. It looks like chicken almost. I don't know if it tastes like chicken.
It really does. Now, these are tiny photos taken with a microscope. But there are blood vessels with blood cells and hemoglobin and flexible connective tissue. We're talking flexible. And Fred, what's so great about this is initially the atheist. Of course, they all said that's not possible. You can't have 65 million year old original biological material from dinosaurs because organic tissue is complex and normal entropy. It's going to break down. So the whole scientific world just rejected it, but facts are stubborn things. So now they have proved that this is not contamination. This is not biofilm.
Yeah, they were saying it was biofilm. I remember when I first started presenting this at Creation Talks, you know, their excuse was, well, this is biofilm or some kind of contamination, you know, process that makes
like
it look like a bacteria that makes it look like these blood cells. But it's really a replacement item that is part of the fossilization process. So that was their excuse. Well, can they use that excuse anymore?
Well, they cannot because over and over, groups of universities, world-renowned institutes have come together, and they've been publishing relentlessly now, find after find, because now it's like Pandora's box has been opened. It's no longer taboo for scientists to look for original biological material from dinosaurs. And so the first that really opened up the floodgates was a find of a T-Rex.
Yeah, and they found it. It's called Hell's Creek in Montana. Mm-hmm. By Mary Schweitzer, found a T-Rex bone, and it had blood vessels in it. And she was astonished, and she's like, this is supposed to be millions of years old.
Right. How could it have? How could it have blood vessels and hemoglobin? And
what was really interesting was when Discover Magazine, no friend of creationists, they published an article on this, and the article said that she, which is Mary Schweitzer, erased a line between past and present.
Yeah.
What a candid admission in that article.
Right.
And it also mentioned that she had presented this stuff to people to review. And some of the scientists were responding back that this isn't true, I don't believe it. And she asked them, well, what would convince you? What data would convince you? And they said nothing.
Nothing.
So for some of them, their minds are made up despite the facts, despite the evidence.
And that's called blind faith when you say no evidence could convince me that this is from a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a big elephant in the room. They deny that it's there. You know, they shut their eyes. They put their fingers in their ears and they're like, la, 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 la.
And so,
they're not going to listen.
So back in 2007, National Geographic first reported the photos and the stories. And then in 2009, they did a follow-up with a confirmation because so many studies are looking at, hey, this is not from bacteria. This is original dinosaur tissue.
Yeah, wasn't that Front Range Community College that was one of those universities?
No, these are...
Harvard was one of them.
In fact, in 2011, there were 10 universities and institutes that got together and they conducted every test they could think to conduct. And they said, this is not biofilm, bacterial residue. These are proteins from dinosaurs and, Fred, not only from a T-Rex, but we'll talk about a hadrosaur, a mosasaur, which is a marine reptile, and even Archaeopteryx.
That's one of the evolutionist darlings that they claim is a dinosaur evolving into a bird, basically.
Right.
And it's really just a bird. They found a bird in a fossil record, just like they do when they find a chimpanzee in a fossil record. They try to turn it into something else.
Right. So we have the mosasaur, which was supposedly 5 million years older than the T-Rex. The T-Rex, 65 million years old.
This is supposed to be 70 million years old, right?
Right. This is 70 million years old. And again, the scientists are stunned. Here's a peer-reviewed report in a scientific journal. And lo and behold, and Fred, this wasn't in the thigh bone of a T-Rex, a big bone buried in sandstone in Montana like the first one. Mm-hmm. This is a little tiny bone in marine sediments. And so they said, you know, maybe there's something about a T-Rex. The bone is so big, and maybe it's the sediments it was buried in. Well, now, totally different kind of animal. Little bone, marine sediments, same thing. Soft tissue.
They admit is the original biological material, not some modern contamination. They're admitting that.
Original. And then comes the hadrosaur, which is a duck-billed dinosaur. And this is not 65, not 70, 80 million years old, allegedly. Of course, they're not, but that's what the evolutionists think. And it turns out they've got blood cell protein amino acids that have been sequenced by Harvard, and this is so extraordinary because it's part of the march, the parade of specimens of original biological material from creatures that supposedly went extinct tens of millions of years ago. And the Bible tells us that God created the earth in the recent past. So while it's amazing that, like in a mummy, an Egyptian mummy, that you would have soft tissue preserved, it is amazing, but it's not utterly scientifically implausible. It's implausible that you'd have blood vessels still flexible with blood cells in them after 80 million years.
Yeah, in every one of these news accounts, the scientists are astonished, they're surprised. Are we surprised, Bob?
No, we're not surprised.
Not at all.
We're thrilled. And evidence that they're afraid of this discovery is that it's not a major news story.
Oh, it's amazing how many people don't know about
this. The vast majority of Americans don't know. The evolutionists who heard about this in the past few years, they forgot about it already.
Yeah.
And you have to remind them. And they say, oh, yeah, isn't that biofilm or something? Isn't that bacteria?
Yeah. Didn't in your debate with Aaron Ra, didn't he use that old, lame, tired argument?
Aaron Ra, the YouTube atheist, and P.Z. Myers, one of the world's leading evolutionists.
That's right.
We were in a scuttlebutt with him just a few months ago, Real Science Friday. And he had a scientist on his blog saying, oh, those Real Science Friday guys, they don't know what they're talking about. This is all biofilm. And they were agreeing with one another. And these are credentialed, renowned evolutionists.
Yeah. It's like, again, like a big elephant in the room that they deny is there. Mm-hmm. Isn't that real? Oh, it was just a projection of an elephant. It's not really a.
Right. So then it turns out.
Even though it smelled, you know, the elephant, you can feel it and touch it and it smells, you know, it reminds me, Jack Horner, the guy who they kind of featured Jurassic Park after.
Yeah, from Montana State University, paleontologist.
Yeah, he said in that Discover article that the bones at Hell Creek smelled like dead cadavers in his lab.
It smelled like death.
That's right.
Right,
so what's up with that? Did some conspiracists go out there with a spray bottle of the death spray,
right.
spray it and give it that smell to, you know, try to fool us all?
And so, Fred Williams, then we come to the Archaeopteryx. The T-Rex was 65 million, allegedly. Then the Mosasaur, 70 million. The Hadrosaur, 80 million. Now the Archaeopteryx is claimed to be, do we have a drum roll? We don't have a drum roll. 150 million years old, and Fred, they didn't just find, let's say, some collagen protein. They found multiple different types of tissue in Archaeopteryx, original biological material.
Yeah, so Bob, this is where they found different kinds of proteins, right?
Yeah.
Where they could actually identify the type of protein. And this is the oldest one of the specimens we're talking about as far as they're concerned, 150 million years old.
And Fred, does this come from creation.com or Dr. Walt Brown? No, this comes from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and that is the motherlode of evolutionary dogma. When they're admitting that we have original biological material, this is a stunning development in the discoveries of science, and it's a discovery that we young earth creationists, biblical creationists, we love, and the atheist and the Darwinist, they don't like it.
They don't like it. And you know, this Archaeopteryx, it's a darling of the evolutionists, right? They said it was a transition.
Right.
I think that it was one of their first transitional life forms.
Yeah.
From dinosaur to bird.
Yeah.
And so even before we discovered this, there were scientists that are experts in their field that are evolutionists
said
this thing isn't evolving from a dinosaur. It's not
just
a transitional
bird.
It's a perching bird.
Right.
It's all it is. They found a bird in the fossil record and they're trying to turn it into a transitional.
Right. So now the fact that we realize that Archaeopteryx has soft tissue just like T-Rex, the argument that these things are millions of years old is crumbling for more and more millions of people because the veil is being removed from before their eyes, and they're seeing the truth that science, when used as a weapon against Jesus Christ, science presents lies. It's grotesquely biased, but when you take God's word in that God created the universe and mankind, the earth, in the recent past, then you see overwhelming evidence from science that things didn't take millions of years or they didn't exist millions of years ago. Things happen rapidly, and there's how many living fossils today? There are creatures all over this world, from trees to fish, that supposedly went extinct tens of millions of years ago, and lo and behold, they're still here.
You know, and I wonder what God thinks when man finds this Archaeopteryx, and, you know, they want to deny God, so they turn it into this transitional. And God, you know, knowing that, hey, you know, he's probably planning on I'm going to make them find this in the future with proteins, things that cannot be possibly millions of years old, and let's see how they react. Unfortunately, the knuckleheads are going to still react and say, oh, this is, they'll come up with some other excuse. They'll come up with a story of why this still is millions of years old, and they'll try to explain away this evidence.
Yeah,
because they don't want to give up their darling of evolution.
Because here's what's happening now. When they're confronted with all this, they're saying, well, of course there's original biological material. Of course there's soft tissue in a T-Rex. Why wouldn't there be? And pretty soon they're going to pretend that they always expected there to be soft tissue.
And we've said this for a long time. Their theory is set up not to be falsifiable. They've got an excuse for everything.
Right. So when scientists decades ago studied Egyptian mummies, where we know from historical times approximately how old they are, and they looked at the decomposition rate of biological tissue, they said, you know what, this stuff is not going to last for more than 10,000 years. You're not going to have proteins after 10,000 years or so. And lo and behold, now we have proteins from dinosaurs.
Well, I think dinosaurs were very compassionate creatures. And they, when one of their other fellow dinosaurs died, they'd mummify them. You know, hope, and, you know, the hope maybe they could be resurrected someday.
Well,
and technology, you know, and, you know. And
you know what some creationists are calling dinosaurs today? Missionary lizards.
Missionary lizards.
They're missionary lizards because they're the creationist's good friend, because they provide evidence. They compress all those millions of years of the atheist lie. They compress them down to only thousands of years ago that dinosaurs lived.
And God is turning on its head those evolutionists who have used dinosaurs for years as their evangelistic tool, because kids love dinosaurs. They start early. The Dr. Seuss books claim things like millions and millions and millions of years ago, this dinosaur, blah, blah, this and that. So they start early. So it's always been their evangelistic tool. And now we've turned it on their head. It has become a great ally for creationists.
Yeah, it really has. All right. So now let's go to a little bit of geology.
With my favorite topic.
You love geology. With the Scablands. You remember the
Scablands? You're such a rockhead, Bob.
Fred, you remember where the Scablands are, right?
Yeah, eastern Washington.
Yeah, and they cover thousands of square miles. And geologists, of course, have claimed for decades or centuries or however long they knew
about
the
Scablands. Let me guess what they claimed.
Well, that it took what?
Millions and millions of years.
To form the Scablands. We have a photo of them at our list of not-so-old things.
Boy, that looks really old.
Doesn't it look old? And so now Nova, the TV show, has quoted leading geologist arguing that the Scablands did not form over millions of years, but they formed rapidly from catastrophic regional flooding. And they're undoubtedly correct. And so once again, another piece of evidence that was used to say the Earth is millions of years old. Just look at the Scablands. They'd take over a million years to form. Turns out that was a result of a flood, a natural dam that was breached and caused the Scablands.
Yeah. And what about the Heart Mountain Detachment? Remember that one near Yellowstone?
That's a big one.
Yeah. We've learned that it only took 30 minutes of a mountain of rock that covered 425 square miles to break into 50 pieces, and that slid all over the place over an area of about 1,300 square miles.
That is an astounding story. And we provide links on our website, realsciencefriday.com. We give links for each of these items so that people could explore this for themselves.
Yeah, links to secular sources, right? Not
typically,
the creation.
Well,
typically most
the
of the
vast
time.
Majority of them. And so this is an example at livescience.com. You can find out that they're saying, tongue-in-cheek, that the Heart Mountain Detachment, in other words, this massive mountain broke into 50 pieces. And it didn't take millions of years, but their title of the article is Land Speed Record, Mountain Moves 62 Miles in 30 Minutes.
Wow.
So every time we look at something on the surface of the Earth, the Grand Canyon, whatever, and evolutionists and atheists, their knee-jerk reaction is, well, those stalactites, they took hundreds of thousands. That took millions of years. And it turns out the more we study, the more we're finding out these things happen rapidly.
Well, you know, I just did a quick calculation in my head. That'd be 120 miles per hour, Bob, right? So I wouldn't have been able to outrun this thing in my car.
Wow, what a good point. So, Fred, these arguments, I realize that this argument doesn't prove that the Earth is young. I know that. Evolution has come along and they read a little bit of the show summary and they say, ha, 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 why would that prove the Earth is young because a mountain broke apart quickly? No, it doesn't. Yeah. But what we're doing is we're evaluating their arguments. They say because of the Scablands, because of Heart Mountain, because of the dinosaur bones, because of this and this, we know that this is all millions of years old. And it turns out, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. And so we go through their whole list.
It goes against their paradigm, and yet we comfortably can accommodate it in our paradigm of a young Earth.
Like with squids.
Squids. Oh, yeah, about the ink. We found ink in a squid.
This was a fun one.
And was this squid modern squid?
Well, it looked awfully modern.
It did, like they always do in the fossil
typically,
record.
Typically, right?
Yeah, but instead it was a squid's great-great-great-great-granddad.
Yeah, they said that this squid is 150 million years old. So they break open this fossil, and the ink sac is still there, and the ink... It's not biofilm. It's not bacteria. The ink had not decomposed. Now, it was merely dried out. So, yeah, it dried out.
So they tested that ink, and it turned out to have the same chemical structure as modern-day squid ink.
Exactly the same structure as that of today's version, according to the Daily Mail and the British Geological Survey and so on. This is really interesting because, as creationists point out, chemical structures fall apart all by themselves over time.
And this one had not fallen apart.
Hadn't fallen apart in 150 million years, just like the Archaeopteryx.
Bob, I just came up with a great idea. Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about that group in Australia that tried to sell that living fossil of a tree?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said, let me pine.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right. That, too.
So I think we should start trying to sell pens with this squid ink in them. What do you think? Think people will buy that? Because they're millions of years old and it'll be a novelty.
Right.
We'll probably have as much success as they had selling those Wallamy pines. They ended up having to destroy the whole lot of them practically because nobody bought it. They didn't really seem to buy into this antique idea of these are millions of years old trees.
It's just another tree seed. So. Yeah. Fred, the next one, then, after the squid, we come to jellyfish.
Well, that's my favorite one. It's the jellyfish family reunion.
It's a family reunion. Now, this was dug up in a quarry near Milwaukee, actually 200 miles northwest of Milwaukee. And tell us about these jellyfish fossils.
Well, in different layers of strata, they found jellyfish fossilized in this same area.
In different layers, right?
Yeah, layers that are supposed to be formed over a million years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's what they claim. But when Charles Darwin said, you know, we'll probably never find a fossil of a jellyfish because they don't have any hard body parts. Well, that's a good point. Jellyfish fossils are pretty rare because they are soft-bodied organisms. But Fred, this school of jellyfish was fossilized in seven layers, one on top of another.
Within that million-year block, right?
Right.
So it's the grand family reunion. Every 100, 200,000 years or so, let's get together.
The jellyfish go to the same
place
in Milwaukee.
To get fossilized.
Right,
you know,
like
it's a tradition.
Motel 7, they meet there. And what? Then a few of them end up getting buried in sediments. And one after another, seven times over a period of a million years, just right there.
It sounds like a bad science fiction movie where they've got a tradition in their family. They got to go get buried with some, you know, after they've lived 100,000 years and lived a good life. Let's go get buried in the same spot.
Right. So what we realize happened is the school of jellyfish was caught up in sediments that were deposited rapidly. And so you have these jellyfish over seven layers.
Bob, you know how you make $1 million?
How?
First, you need $1 million.
Okay, right. All right. So then, Fred, let's go to the petrified trees in Yellowstone, because that's another fun story.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you've got kind of an inside connection on this, right?
Yeah, that's right. We used to do Bible seminars in Maui and Oahu, and the ranger for the national park on Maui, he was the chief park ranger. We had dinner at his home, and he and his wife watched with Cheryl and I the Mount St. Helens video of how the trees were buried in Spirit Lake after Mount St. Helens blew. and they were buried vertically with their root side of the tree down after they had been knocked over by the blast.
Yeah, so the big trunk or the ball of the bottom of the tree is obviously heavier, and it would sink to the bottom of Spirit Lake
vertically
and just get buried there.
It would get buried there.
And this process was going on for a little while, right, in Spirit Lake.
That's
obviously not over millions of years.
No, over weeks and months. And, Fred, we have a DVD we sell of this right now here at KGov.com or Bob Enyart Live. You can get it from us, Mount St. Helens, the DVD, just tremendous, with Dr. Stephen Austin. So we said, well, let's look at the trees at Yellowstone, the petrified trees, see if it's the same situation. And sure enough, Fred, the trees at Yellowstone have no root systems.
So, again, this is the petrified forest at Yellowstone. And there's a sign there that said these trees have been laid down.
Over a dozen different strata, they said gradually a forest grew.
And then
And then it got wiped out.
Yeah, and then millions of years later, another
few trees, and then another.
And there's a sign that documented this and was preaching this idea.
So the park ranger from Maui, from Haleakala National Park, the volcano there, he contacted
his counterpart in Yellowstone.
He sure did, and said, "Look, this sign is obviously false. We're misrepresenting science to the public. It needs to come down." I'm sure other people made the same argument. And they took the sign down.
The sign's not there. That's
right. The sign is not there. And that's an accomplishment.
It is.
Young Earth, of biblical creationists. Same thing happened in New Mexico.
Yeah, Carlsbad Caverns,
Caverns. We'll talk about that. This has been somewhat of a preview. Next week, what we'll do is we will do in earnest our 2012 list of not so old things. That'll be fun. So thank you, Fred Williams. And for those of you in the audience, if you'd like to share this program with friends, all you got to do is go online to realsciencefriday.com, and you'll see in the right-hand column our top 20 shows. We have a very high opinion of ourselves. Top 20 shows, and right at the top, list of not-so-old things. Your friends will love it. God bless you. Hi, this is Bob Enyart with Real Science Friday. You can get great science materials from us, DVDs, debates, books, all from our website, kgov.com, or by calling us 1-800-8-ENYART. So here's a list of what you can get. DVDs from Illustra Media that we carry, The Privileged Planet, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, and Darwin's Dilemma. And then there are the two fabulous DVDs from Dr. Carl Werner, on Evolution, the Grand Experiment, Living Fossils. You'll want to see those. And then Spike Passaris, formerly with the U.S. Military Space Program, What You Aren't Being Told About Astronomy. And then there's the BEL debates, Bob Debates an Evolutionist, Dr. Eugenie Scott on DVD, and a book, Does God Exist? Bob Enyart Debates Atheist Zaketh, a Psychologist. We also have two DVDs on our seminar, Does God Exist? And then Mount St. Helens, The Explosive Evidence for Catastrophe. We also have our debate on the age of the earth, where I got to debate a mathematician from CU up in Boulder and a geophysicist on this MP3 CD. And finally, my favorite science book, In the Beginning, by Dr. Walt Brown. Just call us at 800-8-ENYART. 800-836-9278, or check out our online store in the science department either at kgov.com or realsciencefriday.com.